Well, congrats again to Bethany from Regina. She was Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Although if I go to the text line, man, there's a lot of people that knew, especially after we gave the hint that sliced cheese is close. There were a lot of people guessing Cheese Whiz as the answer. And that was the answer to the question today. This practical 1950s creation inspired by the English Cheese Whiz. Who knew? Great conversation, and congrats again to Bethany. And, of course, we will play Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener all over again next Wednesday. Okay, this first of all, I'm going to say thank you up front to my two next guests, because this was a conversation we were set to have yesterday. And with things going like they do, when you're carrying live news coverage, we were carrying Prime Minister Mark Carney in Washington meeting with President Donald Trump. They were late getting going. Then when they did, they went longer than we expected. So, of course, when you're doing a live show, you've got guests scheduled and you've got to scramble a little bit. So this discussion was originally set to happen yesterday. We moved it to today, and so I'm appreciative for my guests who are willing to accommodate that for well. This is an important discussion, and it's actually happening next week in Regina on medical misinformation. October 16th, the Regina Community Clinic is hosting a luncheon focused on what I would consider a pressing health issue. We live in an age where false or misleading health claims can spread quickly online, and sometimes it is hard to separate fact from fiction. Like, you've got to become your own investigator to determine, is this legit? The event features a renowned Canadian health journalist and author, Andre Picard, a longtime health reporter and columnist with the Globe and Mail, known for his clear, evidence-based reporting on complex public health issues. It's going to be a great conversation, so much so that I wanted to have these guests join us today. So joining us today, we've got Don Martin, who is the executive director for the Regina Community Clinic. Don, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And also happy to have Andre Picard, who, as I mentioned, is a health reporter, a columnist for the Globe and Mail, author of 6 best-selling books, 44 years in journalism, mainly working at the Globe and Mail. And he joins us from his office in Hamilton. Thank you for being here, Andre.
Hi.
Great to have you both. Okay, maybe let's start, Don, with some people might not be familiar with the Regina Community Clinic. What is this, and what services do you provide?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to say that we're the best kept secret in Regina, but we are a member driven cooperative healthcare clinic, providing doctor services, nursing services, wellness programs. We have X-ray and lab, and we service, you know, close to 8,500 patients in Regina.
So, knowing that, knowing what you do and how you work, how did this come to be? How did you decide to say, you know, let's put together a lunch and learn on medical misinformation?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had, because of the fact that we're a medical clinic here in Regina, we had heard, like others, growing misinformation and confusion and just questioning from patients. And we had heard from some of our clinicians that this was a growing problem. And of course, we all know how quickly all of these things spread. And we thought, because of our mission, which is to, you know, not only provide healthcare, but it's also to educate and to provide good information to our community, we thought this was a perfect opportunity to have this discussion in Regina and continue to figure out, are there ways that we can mitigate this and help people stay healthy and have good health outcomes? And Don, so that's where our board came from on this.
Mm-hmm, I like it. Don Martin, executive director for the Regina Community Clinic. I want to bring Andre Picard into this. I mentioned, and I hope I didn't out you by telling people you've done 44 years in this industry, but you have got an incredible past and seen as a strong leader in this area, Andre. How big is misinformation, medical misinformation today, and how have you seen it change over time?
Well, it's a huge and it's a growing problem. I think we have to recognize up front that misinformation is bad for our health. That's why we're talking about it. That's why we have luncheons like this, because it really is an issue. You know, we live in a time when people want agency, they want control over their health, which is a good thing, but where do they get good information? And, you know, we know that the internet is really useful, but it's also very much a cesspool of information. So you have to be able to figure out how to wade through that, how to avoid the bad information, the bad advice, and get the good advice. And it's really hard.
I can't imagine how social media has changed this, Andre.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I have been around a bit, so social media is relatively new, and it has changed the game. But I take it back. I'm a big fan of medical history, and we have to remember, until fairly recently, the last century, all medical information was published in Latin. It was all very secretive. We didn't want the public to know. And we've kind of almost come full circle now where there's so much misinformation that the public doesn't know anymore. So we have to get back to that good middle ground where there's good information, easily accessible and usable.
So can I ask you, Andre, and I'm going to give a very specific example, and you tell me your take on this. I'm not categorizing it as misinformation, but recently U.S. President Donald Trump making statements about the connection between Tylenol and autism. What's your take on that?
Well, that's clearly false to say that Tylenol causes autism. Now then, like everything, there's some nuance in there that we should study this. If it is an issue, there's some association, which means, you know, people who've taken Tylenol during pregnancy, their kids have had autism. But is that what caused it? And that's a very important distinction. That's one of the key things you have to learn when you're trying to weed through information. Is it a cause and effect, or is it just an association? So a good example is, you know, a lot of people carry umbrellas when they think it's going to rain. Do umbrellas cause rain? No. There's a difference, an association. Everybody has them, but it's because they had some inkling that something was going to happen. So there's a lot of figuring this out. And I think I should mention, too, that misinformation through to disinformation, there's a real continuum there. You know, there's stuff, misinformation is often, you read stuff and it's false, but not deliberately so. And then disinformation is when people are deliberately trying to deceive you. And along the way, there's kind of a mixture of everything. So we have to mix those out, and you have to figure out why are people saying this? So why did Donald Trump talk about Tylenol? Well, because people in his administration made this promise, we're going to reveal the cause of autism. Obviously, they don't know, so they picked out, you know, they cherry-picked something and said to people, well, here's the explanation, which is clearly wrong. But we have to look at the reasons behind why is there false information out there.
Andre Picard, one of two guests joining me today. Andre, a health reporter and columnist for the Globe and Mail. Don Martin, also on the line with me, executive director for the Regina Community Clinic. Don, can you talk about how institutions and organizations like yours are affected by this type of medical misinformation that's out there?
Yeah, you know, and so really what we're looking at is to improve health outcomes, obviously. We've got, you know, family doctors and nurse practitioners, and their job is to do the best that they can based on their training and education to make sure that they're making good therapy choices for their patients. And if they're unable to do that because of misinformation or disinformation, health outcomes, trips to the emergency, all of those kinds of things go up. And what we really want is to make sure that we're contributing to the discussion that helps to mitigate that and helps to show, like, we've got a website that's got a ton of information that we've actually looked at, assessed, and then only then does it get placed on our website to be available to people to make sure that we're doing our part in, you know, making sure it's good information that's going out into the public realm.
Don Martin is my guest from the Regina Community Clinic. Are you hearing from your professionals, Don, that more and more people are coming in with questions or concerns of things that they are reading or consuming through social media or some online source?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for the most part, it's manageable as long as people are you know, valuing and respecting the advice of their medical practitioner. Where it gets a little bit more difficult is if they're questioning, you know, that medical practitioner's background, knowledge, training, everything along those lines. And that is definitely increasing. And as Andre said, the scale of misinformation out there is just a growing concern for the whole health system.
So, Andre, when you think about someone who's going through a health struggle, and I've got a couple of recent examples in my family, I mean, often what they will do is seek medical help, medical advice, but also they will do their own research. They'll dig into it. Whether it's online, a variety of different sources. What advice do you have for people, practical rules, if you will, that people should follow to understand what they're reading and whether or not it might be misinformation or not?
So, you know, trust your doctors, trust reliable sources like the Public Health Agency of Canada or Johns Hopkins University. Those are places that are good to get information. I always remind people, you know, it's healthy to be skeptical, but not to be cynical. So have some doubts about stuff, but are they realistic doubts? Look for red flags if people are promising miracle cures. Sadly, those don't exist. Be careful of people who are going to benefit from selling you, say, a supplement instead, you know, telling, oh, you don't need cancer treatment, just take my supplement, which is $500. There's a lot of red flags you should watch out for. So, you know, get informed, but get informed from good sources, not necessarily from Twitter, et cetera, where there is a lot of disinformation.
What about AI and chatbots? I think about how prevalent they're becoming, Andre. Thoughts on implications from that?
AI is going to be very important in healthcare, but the difficulty with AI is it's garbage in, garbage out. So it depends on the sources. So there's been some examples where AI is not always good at sorting the wheat from the chaff. So it can give you very bad advice. So look at it, but don't take it as gospel. Check it, double check it, talk about it with your health provider. But as Don said, you know, you can't have every doctor and nurse answering every question. That's not a good use of their time to be countering Dr. Google or Dr. AI now. Mm-hmm. It's a real challenge for medical practitioners.
Andre Picard joining us today, health reporter, columnist for the Globe and Mail, but also guest speaker at the Regina Community Clinic luncheon happening on October 16th. Still tickets available for this, Dawn?
Yes, yeah, we've got a few tickets. It's filling up, but we do have a few tickets left. If people want to go on to eventbrite.ca is probably the easiest way, or you can do that through our website, reginacommunityclinic.ca as well.
Be a great luncheon. I appreciate both Dawn and Andre. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
A pleasure.
Great to have you both here. Dawn Martin, Executive Director for the Regina Community Clinic, and Andre Picard, a well-known health reporter and columnist for the Globe and Mail. And again, the luncheon, if you're interested, happening in Regina on October the 16th. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.